Unit 1. Information Overload. 1C. Background and Vocabulary. Page 3.
What kind of news consumer are you? Take this quiz to see if you are a news junkie, person who consumes news in moderation, news resister.
1.
Do you watch TV news regularly?
A. Yes, my news intake is pretty high. I watch the TV news almost every day.
B. No, I often go for several days without watching it at all.
2.
Do you usually read the newspaper in depth?
A. Yes, I don't feel as if my day is complete unless I get some perspective on what's going on in the world.
B. No, I don't read every article unless it's something that's really newsworthy.
3.
What is your opinion of most news reports?
A. They tend to be a bit repetitive, so I limit how many I watch.
B. If there's a good story, I check out a few different reports because they all have a different bias.
4.
You wake up in the morning and find that there's a breaking story, something that is happening right then. Would you turn on the TV or computer to follow the story?
A. Probably not. Most of the time, these so-called breaking stories are inconsequential.
B. I think so. I like to know what's happening.
5.
Some people say that the news is all bad and that it's often full of despair. What's your reaction to that comment?
A. I don't think that's necessarily true. Some of the news reports actually offer remedies to important problems.
B. Yeah, it's true that the news is generally bad, and I think this constant barrage of negativity is very destructive.
6.
Some people feel immobilized by the news. Does that happen to you?
A. Yes, it makes you kind of numb. Sometimes I disengage completely from the stories. I'll be watching TV, but none of it really makes sense to me.
B. No, that's ridiculous. I think the news is usually very stimulating.